Neptune, where less than 48 hours ago, the greatest disaster of our galaxy's history took place. It was a normal, peaceful afternoon when suddenly... the atmosphere converter, which transformed Neptune's poisonous methane atmosphere to pure oxygen, making the rich planet habitable to Earth people, blew up. Instantly, panic gripped the populace. Not long after the disaster, it was discovered that two of the galaxy's most trusted public servants, Commander Richards and Dr. Zarkov of the GBI, had caused the explosion from a remote control device on Earth. Coincidentally,
it burns when I pee. Extra Life Radio.
Scott? Mr. Scott? Hello, I am Obsidian. Can't reach from internet. I am now trying to roll for damage on my ego.
Hi, this is Scott Fletcher, the Extra Life Radio voice guy and also host of PodCheck Review at PodCheck.com. You're about to hear one of the best podcasts out there, Extra Life Radio, with your host, Scott Johnson.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children, women, old men, really, because we want to be equal. Welcome to Extra Life Radio, the podcast of pure delight. Really, if you think about it, this is the pointless podcast, which is really the point. It's the only podcast that's pointless, but that's the point. Have I made that clear? Anyway, welcome to the program. Today is Tuesday night, and, Tuesday night, and what else? Oh, and it's the 31st of January. This is the end of the first month of the year, 2006, and here we are making show number 73. Let's get some of the accoutrements out of the way. Thanks to MindOnTheNet.com for hosting MyExtraLife.com, which you should visit and visit often. There you'll find the comic that shows up three times a week. You'll find archives to this show and all kinds of cool stuff like that, as well as the blog. So participate and enjoy the message boards even. Whatever you want to do over there is great. So thanks to them for that hosting. Thank you also to YouBuyNow.com. YouBuyNow.com! And Brian over there for their fine sponsorship of the Extra Life Radio program. And there's really nobody else to thank, and I have to really get going here because we have a show so full... I believe it's actually leaking at this point. But anyway, welcome to the show. And let's welcome our friends who are here with us today. Now, last week it was just Brian and I. This week, it's back to somewhat normal. We have on the phone with us from commissioncomic.com, Obsidian from Colombia. I guess that's in South America, I'm told. Obsidian, how are you doing? How's your lag? One, two,
My lag, well, that's kind of personal, Scott.
And from the, as I like to say, the Wang of America, Andrew, who is now in Sarasota, Florida. Andrew, how are things?
Things are good.
That's good. I always ask, how are things? I don't know why I do that. I'm going to change what I say now. And then we have from Pork and Bean and StudioM80.com, Brian. Brian, woo! How are stuff? That's different than how are things.
Stuff are great.
Ah, good. We are here. Now that's... actually correct. Welcome to the program, gentlemen, and we have a lot to talk about. Today's show is all about
vegetables
and
I love vegetables.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. You are actually, you're a vegetarian, you freaking tree hugger.
Yes, I am.
But yeah, we've got a big show, and today's show is has a huge fat topic assigned to it, and that topic is
obesity.
And the MMORPG we can make around the concept of obesity. No. It's all about MMORPGs or MOGs, if you prefer, that we want to see made. Or MMOs, whatever you want. Massive online games. Massive online role-playing games.
Asterisk.
Good old Obsidian. We missed having you and Brian, or you and Andrew last week, didn't we, Brian?
Yes, we did.
He had to think about it.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was going to say.
Real sincere, right? Yeah, I miss these guys. Yeah, I'm glad they're back.
That's good. We're still markless.
Yeah, such emotion.
Yeah, we're still markless because there's gas prices are through the roof. No. He can't afford the gas. It's bad. So he can't drive this way every day.
Are you the man in the relationship? You should fix it.
Dude, I'm totally the chick. but I'm kind of Butch.
Oh, I don't even want to go further.
Oh, man, I want out of the podcast. Well, we have
I miss not being here.
Yes, we have some really cool things to go over today. One of not the least of which is we're receiving a call. Actually, we're going to get the call, but now we're going to actually call him. But we're going to call live one of the fans of the program. His name is Michael. He's contributed before, and he lives pretty frequently. He doesn't really live there, but he travels so much, he virtually lives in the Middle East, and he's going to be talking to us from Dubai. Someone can help me with the geography. I'm trying to remember where that is. That's like right in the AUE or whatever it is.
Dubai.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. Sing it, baby.
Okay. Karaoke time. Why they sing that song?
Why?
So Brian doesn't?
Oh, very good. Before we go too far, let us just quickly jump right to some a quick phone call.
Oops, you went too far.
Nope, here.
Back it up, Scott.
Here's what we need. Hold on. Oh, my notes are screwed up. We have so much to do, and I'm fiddling with my notes.
You know, man, that's personal, man. Just don't tell us that.
Fiddling with a note.
That's code talk, isn't it, Scott?
Yeah, it is. Hey, by the way, one of my favorite things to do is get phone calls from Britain, and here's one now.
Hey, Scott, this is Alan over here in the UK. I just wanted to comment regarding my name is Earl, as they say. Jason Lee is one of the best actors out there at the moment. He's proved himself to be the master of the eyebrow acting. And now, with My Name is Earl, he's proved that once again he has mastery over his facial hair with his amazing mustachio acting. Absolutely awesome actor. Love the show, guys. Keep it up. Missed the other guys on the last show, but it was great nonetheless. I'll speak to you guys soon. Cheers.
Yeah, snake.
You know, the cool thing is, I keep on waiting for him to just like rock out and start singing or something.
Yeah, totally, dude. He's got that. I love that accent. I don't know what it is. I always used to think I was going to marry a girl with that accent.
Yeah, it's kind of throaty for you, isn't it?
Accent. Well, yeah. Well, I ended up marrying a Southern girl instead. But yeah. Anyway. thanks a lot there,
yeah,
Aaron.
Women with British accent are pretty sexy.
Yes. Ooh.
I mean, I have this image in my head that all women with British accent are probably super spies.
Really? But they're all super spies and they're coming to foil your do-goody deeds, your vegetarian ways, or what?
They're fembots.
Hey, wait, that's what's that from? Oh, duh, that's from Austin Powers. Powers. Yeah. Okay, I'm quick, as you can tell. Thanks a lot, Aaron. It may have been Alan. I think it was Aaron. I hope I got that right. Anyway, thanks for sending
that. I didn't understand half of what he said anyway.
You know,
I was just waiting for him to start singing.
Oh, and by the way, oh my gosh, I almost forgot. We can't forget this. We have a contest. You know, we have to give the winner.
One we didn't make up on the fly.
Yeah, the one we totally planned ahead of time and never did last second anything. but we need to judge it. So, are you guys ready to judge these?
Let's do this.
Here was the contest.
Very
because
judgmental. Yeah.
Yeah. Because
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. What? Wait. There's an even number of us. Is this going to work out?
Okay. I'm gonna. Yeah. Well. Yeah. Because two. Well. Oh shoot. We need a tiebreaker.
D.
Shizma. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll be out of the voting.
Fair? As you usually are.
Fair enough, yeah. I'm out of the
Sounds
voting.
Good.
Okay, here's the first one. These were supposed to be a rap about Legolas and Gimli from Lord of the Rings. Our first contestant was Den. And by the way, the winner of this gets straight from youbuynow.com. Make sure you visit youbuynow.com. They're awesome. A Gimli and Legolas little collector
love dolls.
Deal. Yeah. Love dolls. And here's Den with his fine offering. Check it out.
Check this. Legolas and Boromir waiting for you to hear. This fly rap when they was in his tree. Elbo got the elf fly elf chicks. BX got the ass kicks. But oh, they stole cereal tricks. So then they got the kiss. Check this, Scotty J. Freestyle. Earth and the ring and the ing and the ring and the ring and the ring and the dick is bling. Shout out to my Extra Life crew. Middle Earth side.
Middle Earth side. Okay, so wait a minute. Obsidian said during the...
Yo, dog, he was getting it on.
Obsidian was saying this is like American Idol suddenly, and so you want to play Simon Cowell on this one? What are your thoughts?
Well,
you need to hear the other one first, by the way, because you can't really, because we have to pick one of these. And only two guys did it.
Oh man. Okay, so our options are quite limited.
Yeah, because the reason is
can I win it?
You have to act in this thing. It's like totally hard. And oh my gosh, we're running out of time. Here it is, James with his version.
Hey, Extra Life crew, this is James. I've just recorded the Legolas and Gimli rap for you. I hope you enjoy it. He's tall and fair with bright eyes blue. With short and stocky, he fights too. They go to Isengard to fight the orc. To save Merry and Pippin, they fought. Aragorn dies and they sail away. The last of the orcs has been slain.
They don't fart, they fight, dude. You got the fight.
They fought, oh yes.
Oh my gosh, I've never heard a Colombian do a British accent.
They fought over tea and crumpets.
Dude, you're coming to Hollywood.
Yeah, you're totally going to Hollywood. Nice. All right, yay. So out of those two, which do we like? You guys vote.
Brian is going for the first one.
Okay, Den, we got to vote for Den.
I think he had good rhythm. I really couldn't understand what he was saying, but I could definitely rock out to it.
All right, cool. And what do you think, Andrew? What are your thoughts?
Oh, I fell asleep. Hold on.
Since you're the Paula Abdul of the crew over here.
What? So what you're saying is I'm the hot one.
You're the sorry. Yeah, you're the
hot easy one.
I would have to say I actually liked the first one too.
Oh, that means your vote means nothing.
That kind of means my vote doesn't count. Well, I'm going to say no.
You're going to say no. You're going with James.
Yeah,
a vote for James, no. whether he wins the thing or not, it's still.
What we're looking for in this contest is quality, and I think you don't have it. No.
All
someone's
right.
At the door.
I heard that.
You got what it takes to be the next
Pizza Hut
idol.
The next Extra Life idol. Lytle?
Well, I was kind of thinking more like the next geek idol.
I see.
But, speaking of idols.
What? Sorry, Brian, what?
So that's it then. The number one, right?
Yeah, I guess number one wins. Den, way to go, buddy. You win this
Den,
thing.
Den, you go.
You send me your contact crap and I'll mail the thing to you. If you live out of the country, you owe me about $13.
Isn't Den the guy who does that orc stuff?
Yeah, he's the orc voice guy. So.
Oh, really?
You know what the cool thing is? You know what the cool thing is? That nobody hates me, and there's one guy out there with British accent that hates Andrew and Brian.
Very nice.
That's the cool part.
All right, check it out. We have we got to make a phone call. Let's call this guy. Are you ready to call this guy?
I think we should send him a sticker, too.
I agree.
Call Middle East Man. Okay, we're dialing.
I don't care.
We're dialing him direct here. We couldn't get it to work any other way.
This is Michael.
Hey, Mike.
Hey,
you probably prefer Michael, I'm guessing.
No, the one. There's a lot of mics around, so I use Mike or Michael, whichever one.
All right, whatever works, eh? Sorry, you know what I had to do? We tried and tried and tried, and we could never get Skype to call outright. It kept telling us it was wrong and kicking you out. So I thought, oh, crap, I'll just call him on my phone.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry about that. Those guys, they can hear you, but I've turned them down, and so I can't even hear them now. I've blocked them out of my life. But I did want to call you back because I can't – how can we pass up an opportunity to talk to somebody who's that far across the world and is a fan of the show? I just think this is too cool and it's something we should definitely have on the show. So tell me where you're at right now. Tell the listeners where you're hanging out.
Right now I'm in Dubai. I've been in Dubai most of the time. Unfortunately, I don't get to stay here very much. I travel so much.
Yeah.
Last week I was in Manama, Bahrain. The week before that I was in Saudi Arabia. So
wow.
This is the first week that I've had a chance to really hang out in Dubai.
So are you – this is all for work, right?
Yeah, this is all for work. So my family actually live in the United States, and I go home every 10 weeks to see them.
Oh, okay, cool. So it's not like you're out there all the time stuck in the desert. And besides, you sent me photos. You actually went skiing in Dubai. I had no idea they even had snow.
Well, yeah, it's kind of funny. I mean, the big deal here in Dubai, part of it is just the shopping that you can do. It's amazing what you can get in Dubai. I mean, if you want... they have one of the world's largest gold souks. They have some of the world's largest malls here. There's the Ibn Battuta Mall and the Mall of the Emirates are just massive. And in one particular, they're all kind of competing for, the shoppers in Dubai and the Middle East, Saudis and people from uh, pe- people from the UK come down here all the time, and they're all competing for those customers, so they keep building bigger and bigger malls to bring people in, and Mall of the Emirates actually has a ski slope, so you can go skiing.
So is it totally man-made snow? This isn't like, it's not like a big natural ski, you know, ski run or anything.
Oh, no, it's not like Park City. It's not like Park City at all.
Cool. You've been to Park City. Have you been out here? Have you been to Park City to ski?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not. It doesn't have the base Park City does.
Oh, yeah. Greatest snow on earth out here, baby.
That's right. It's great skiing out there.
Well, my question is, though, they have all these malls and they got all this crap. Do they have stuff for geeks like us? I mean, could you get video games? Can you buy PlayStations? Can you go to movies? I mean, what do you have to choose from?
I mean, Dubai in general is you know, has everything. I mean, if you want, like, I bought my PSP here. It's a European PSP, so I can play American games and European games, but I can only play European movies, which really sucks.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, I want, you know, for instance, it's really weird in Dubai because, and all over the Middle East, because, you know, you can, all the TV, you know, most of the TV is censored. For instance, you know, if you're watching Friends or any movies like that where two people are kissing, they cut that scene out.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. What is crazy is that, like, Manama, Bahrain has more whores per square meter than anybody anywhere else.
Yeah, that seems like that's how it works. Yeah, everywhere there's, like, the most censorship is where you're going to find some of the worst problems.
Exactly. So anyway, you know, you've got, you know, these movies. You know, for instance, I tried to buy the Chappelle Show for my PSP here in Dubai, and you can't find it anywhere.
Hmm.
So I actually have to go on amazon.com.co.uk to actually buy it, and then I have to get it shipped here, and it's just a pain.
Probably big old pain. So do they do, can you get, I mean, is there like a big piracy kind of market there, or is it all legit stuff?
Well, there is a huge piracy market in two different areas. One is in like luxury items. If you want like a Rolex or a Omega watch or a Louis Vuitton purse or a Tiffany bracelet or any stuff like that, you're going to find it in the Middle East, and you're going to particularly find it in Dubai. If you are interested in really high quality, and this is what I mean by fakes. It's not like the fakes you find, you know, on a New York corner, you know, in the middle of New York City.
Sure.
I mean, these fakes are high. I mean, they're real high quality fakes, and so there are a lot of those. And then the DVD, of course, the whole DVD, you know, piracy thing. You know, you get a lot of movies from Malaysia, Thailand, and China. You know, that kind of flowed in here. And you can buy, right, you know, you can buy a DVD or DVD quality fake movie for 10 dirham, which is about, you know, $3.
Interesting. Well, I've been to Hong Kong and found that that place was crazy with stuff like that. So I was just curious. Now, we don't, you know, most people don't have a good feel or a good sense. Honestly, not most people, but a lot of Americans don't have a good sense of what things are like over there. So it's kind of cool to have you call us and tell, you know, how things are. But what we really want to know is, how do you get a hold of the Extra Life Radio Show? How do you get your internet? You know, I'm picturing you out like some hut in the middle of the desert, but it's probably not like that.
Yeah, well, it depends on where I'm at. I mean, we have offices all over. We have work everywhere. And most of the time, like, for instance, in Dubai, it's really difficult, actually, because the state owns the internet.
Yeah.
So everything is sent. You know, which is funny because, again, there's a lot of, you know, prostitution, and I mean, it's just,
yeah.
So it's really interesting. You know, so Etisalat, which is the company in Dubai that runs the internet and runs mobile services and runs communications here,
yeah,
you have to go through a proxy server, and so everything is proxied in, and so most of the time, you know, we have a connection at the office when I'm here. However, when Afghanistan or when I'm in Iraq, I've got a satellite, and so I've just had to pull it right off the satellite.
Very cool. Well, that's awesome. I'm just glad you have a way to do it down there. So thanks for doing this. It's just kind of cool to get a perspective that we don't normally get on our show, and I hope you can keep listening where you're at.
Absolutely, and I'm trying to get you a lot more fans. There are a lot of guys out here, you know, that I've met and I've talked to, and a lot of technical weenies. really, really enjoy the show. So keep up the good work.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for being here, Michael. And we hope maybe we can do this again sometime when you're in another exotic locale in the world.
All right. Well, I'm in Thailand. I probably won't be calling, but
nah. All right, dude. Stay out of Bangkok. You get some funny diseases there.
All right, man. You take
care. All right. We'll see you later. Bye. Okay. You guys there?
Hello.
Hello.
We were going to hang up.
Sorry. He's awesome. That was great.
Yeah, that was really cool.
He's a good man. He's a great fan, and we totally appreciate him. What?
So we suddenly lie?
Okay, well, let's jump to our topic. Oh, my gosh, we're going to run out of time. Brian, you still here?
Yeah.
Huh?
We're all here.
Okay, dude, sorry. That kind of sucks. I had to shut you guys out of that, but that's the only way we get the phone to work. So.
Are we recording here?
Technical difficulties, brethren. All right. Let's talk about some massively online multiplayer games that we want to see. Before we talk, let's let Sam M. give us his idea right here.
Hello, this is Sam M. And in the topic for today would be the cool MMORPGs. And I think a great one would be like a real life one, sort of like The Sims, but not like The Sims Online because it sucks. You can build attributes and be fat and stuff. All right, bye.
No, wait a minute. What does he mean by being fat?
We already have one of those.
What does he mean by being fat? Does he mean fat like P-H-A-T?
No, I think what he means is he wants... what's funny is I don't know if Sam M. knows this, but there is a real-life MMO. It's called Go Outside.
Yeah.
Well, actually...
Oh, very nice.
Actually, Andrew, you know, after you lost this listener...
yes.
Probably went outside and got eaten by bears.
Yeah.
That actually is an MMO that is about simulating real life, and it's called Second Life.
Second Life, yeah, I've heard a lot about that. Now, I've never played it or seen it being played. Have you played it, Obsidian?
Well, I don't have a first one, so I'm definitely not going to have a second.
I should have seen that coming.
That's awesome.
Oh, man. I've seen a lot about that game, heard a lot about it, and it seems like people are really hooked on it, but it doesn't seem like my cup of tea.
Well, I've known a lot of people that... no, actually, I haven't known a lot of people. I've known one person that makes money off of that game.
Oh, really? Actually makes real money doing something in the game.
Yeah, she pays rent there for a store, and she sells stuff.
Wicked cool. So someone else is making money off of her as well for rent, right?
Yeah, basically.
Oh, that's awesome.
To the Matrix, she just pays rent.
All right, well, let's hear what the Keck has to say. Keck, I am Keck! Oh, sorry. Here's Keck right here.
Hey, this is the Keck here, calling about the ideas for new MMORPGs. I thought it'd be cool to have a game set a little bit in the future, maybe around like 2025. And it'd be in different phases. So first, you know, all the players would just kind of get to explore this future world, like, you know, see what things are like, maybe explore cities, see what kind of games they play and stuff, just get a feel for the world. And then at some point, something could happen, like, say, some kind of a evil revolution would start. And then the players would have to don their roller blades and skateboards and stuff like that and take on... the revolution, make sure it doesn't go using their sporting techniques. I guess what I'm trying to say is what we need is WAF, World or Future Sport. The only problem I see with that is it'll be confusing when every single player's name is some variation of Dean Cain, but they'd have to work that out. So anyway, that's my idea. Thanks.
Hang on.
You just stole my idea.
Hold on, wait a minute. He took your idea for a MMO?
I was going to say that later on. I was going to say, you know, we definitely need an MMO.
You know what? I'm proud of the Keck, though. No, I'm proud of the Keck. The Keck actually came in here tonight and got our first Dean Cain reference. So yep. way to go.
Yeah, but he stole it.
Brian, are you here still? Where are you?
He's close to us. He's our what? Privilege.
Brian is like, you're watching like 24 on your TiVo or something.
I was actually drawing. Sorry.
All right. No, it's draw away, dude. Have fun. Okay, last call from Ben, and we have some other recommendations from fans we got on the site. We want to hear this first. Here's something, an idea from Ben.
Hey, Scott. This is Ben, or Stoical from the forums, and Oni. I don't know if you guys have heard of Oni or not, but it takes place in sort of like a science fiction future kind of setting. And at the end of the game, you realize that the main character has this like symbiote in her. And I think that'd be a great MMO thing, because then you could have like this whole like open world where the player character could evolve basically as whatever you wanted it to, because the symbiote takes on whatever the player is. Thanks. Hope this makes it on the air. Bye.
Well, it did indeed make it on the air.
You could have an MMO that takes you to the future and then brings you back to the present and then takes you back to the future.
have a cool car.
Only if if Huey Lewis and the News do the soundtrack, dude, I'm freaking there. That's all I can.
They charge a lot of money, but they're worth it.
This is true. Hey, Andrew, you were talking... What?
Who's it? What's it?
It's a serious thing.
No idea what the hell he's talking about. Hey, Andrew.
Huey Lewis.
Andrew, before we got started, you were talking about there's a rumor floating around that the Stargate series might be a game.
There's not a rumor. MGM Interactive and Cheyenne Mountain Entertainment formally announced their agreement to develop a Stargate Worlds MMO game.
Oh.
It's going to be awesome.
That sounds pretty cool. Now, with this, okay, I was saying before the show, the thing that would be the advantage for me is you could go anywhere you want because you got these built-in teleportation in the world, which is the wormholes, the Stargates. The question is, so in Stargate, they go to all kinds of different places, and that ranges from ancient civilizations that are sort of in their beginning stages to kind of modern-day crap. Yeah, future stuff, whatever.
It's got all the elements of a great... It's got all the elements of a great MMORPG because it has different races... different locations, and it's just pretty much endless and limitless.
Well, here's the basic info. It's just Stargate Worlds will provide players with a form of range combat unique to MMOs. Will take full advantage of modern and science fiction weaponry, cover, and terrain. Players will be able to form squads with their friends or use bots for players who want to go solo. Squad leaders.
Ooh, I want to go solo. Sorry.
Basically, and your players will be able to create characters that are members of either SGC or the System Lords.
Who are they? Nice. I forget.
The bad guys. Yep.
Like Ra and Anubis and all those guys.
And it basically says that the way they're planning on it is they're planning that through quest, combat, trade, the servers will actually change. So, like, you might be, you know, Brian might have a guy on one server where this town still belongs to the good guys, where on our server it now belongs to the bad guys.
Kind of like
that theme they do in the show, because they do that with the alternate universes. Everything is a little bit different.
Can one of the quests in the game be me stabbing Amanda Tapping in the face repeatedly?
Dude, I love Amanda Tapping.
I can't stand her. She's the worst thing about that show.
Did you see this past week's Atlantis?
Yeah, that was actually pretty good. She looked like crap, though. I thought she looked like my mother.
Yes. Yeah.
She looked like my mom, dude, coming out of the tub. Anyway.
You know, whatever you're doing, watching your mom get out of a tub, Scott.
This sounds awesome, though. I think that could be a winner. That could be a total winner.
The problem is whenever you do an MMO based on a certain intellectual property, there is a huge... huge margin to royally screw it up.
Yep. That's very
true. They're also, speaking of Stargate, they are also definitely making a Star Trek MMO.
Really? Wow.
Yes. And there's been rumors and of doing an actual Babylon 5 MMO.
Well, I could see that working. I could see that working okay. As long as they don't do a Farscape one, because Farscape's got too many Muppets in it for my taste.
We need to have a decent sci-fi. I mean, Anarchy Online is pretty much our only choice for a science fiction MMO.
Yep.
I just recently got invited to beta test Seed, which is a new science fiction MMO that's going to be coming out from an independent studio.
It's where you run a sperm bank and sort of try to...
Oh, not that
kind of Seed. Well, not biological. Obsidian, you mentioned earlier you think the sci-fi MMORPG market really needs a good Shadowrun game.
Well, yeah, but I've been told time and time again by Andrew that they're going to make it. I have definitely started believing that Andrew is a big fat liar.
Well, I've read numerous reports where FASA has apparently approached various MMO developers about making a Shadowrun game, but
no,
there's
hold
been
on.
Nothing.
Who's FASA? Who's FASA?
The people who own Shadowrun. Yeah, the people who make Shadowrun.
Okay, it's like Wizards of the Coast with their D&D. Yeah. It's like that. Okay. I got
but
it.
It's like, I mean, they've apparently at one point they have approached Turbine. They've also approached Sony about this, but there's been nothing, you know, no final, you know, definite source that
the
they're definitely going to make it.
The real question is, when is Microsoft going to get in? Because they've been dying to have something.
Well, they made
Asheron. Subscription.
Well,
Asheron's Call was their big deal. I know Turbine did it, but that was their big published deal.
And you know what's funny is eventually it got to the point where Microsoft didn't want to have anything to do with it, and they sold Asheron's Call
back to Turbine.
To Turbine.
Yeah,
but now we've seen Blizzard do it. What do you think is going to happen now?
Well,
you don't think they're gonna try to jump back into
this? Well, look
this?
At the Xbox 360. It's getting Final Fantasy 11 or whatever it is. What number is it on? Whatever that is. And that... A kind of fills a void for a big, massively pay-per-month kind of deal. And so if Microsoft intends on doing something of their own to help promote their own platform, they better get on the stick is all I'm saying.
Oh, I saw something just today on the net that apparently one of the higher-ups at Sony made some comment that the PlayStation 3, they're going all out online for that system.
Really?
Yeah.
Bring
they're
it.
Really, yeah, they're basically going all out where the whole basis of the machine is going to be online play.
Dude, Obsidian's like chewing on rare leaves he found in his back jungle.
He's on Robitussin tonight.
All right, well, that was pretty awesome. Now, I did hear one really great idea for a great MMORPG. If you ask me, I think this is just awesome. This came from Darksaber on the site today. He said he'd like to see a zombie survival MOG, something along the lines of George Romero's movies or The Walking Dead comic book series. 50-style film noir.
Fun.
You know what? That would be really fun because basically all the players could be survivors and all the quests are dealing with, like, you know, clearing out the barn because there's 20 zombies in it or, you know, whatever.
Or what do you call it? Bordering up the windows and stuff like that.
And cities, guarded cities, are safe places where, the you know, where normal people who haven't been infected yet have kind of, you know, cordoned off the joint and nothing can get... Oh my gosh, I'm going to kill Brian tonight. Was that you yawning or was that your cow in World of Warcraft?
Let's be.
I think zombies would be cool. You don't like that idea?
Let's kill zombies. That'll be great.
No, there's lots more you could do.
One's ever done that.
I think it's
That'll
a good
be the
idea.
Best game ever.
Actually... Wait a minute. Okay, Brian, what do you think a good MMO would be?
Yes, speak up, my friend.
Gilligan's Island.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, and that one.
Oh,
one of the quests is finding those vegetables on the beach
to
make you see really
little
far.
Buddy.
Little buddy,
hey, little buddy.
Hello.
You ever notice
when
we'll
see?
We're still here. We're wishing we weren't.
No, hold on. Do you guys remember? I know this is a tangent, but do you remember whenever the skipper get hit in the gut, he'd go doop, just like that.
Doop,
little buddy. Doop. Anyway, Ginger was hot. So was Marianne.
The best episode of that was the one where they started using C4 to make fillings.
Oh, yeah, and they couldn't chew anything. They were afraid they were going to explode.
And Gilligan sneezed and blew up the entire building.
That's a great one, dude. That's an awesome one. Or the one where they had the Chinese captive guy, but he was played by some American doing a really bad stereotype Chinese guy.
Or how about the one where they run around, they get the tar stuck on them, then they get the feathers stuck on them, and then that satellite that washed up on the beach turns on, and they think they're aliens.
Alien chicken people. That was awesome. That show rocked. God, rest in peace, Bob Denver. Didn't Bob Denver die this year?
Yes, he did.
All right, back to the MMORPG. Hey, Propane says we ought to be seeing something based on Robert Jordan's Wheel of Time series, but he says, unfortunately, he doesn't think any game would qualify as a good enough thing for Wheel of Time. We hate to break it to you, Propane, and your propane accessories, but Wheel of Time was made into a first-person shooter, kind of RPG action thing, back in like 99-ish.
Yeah, I think
2000.
It was around then.
Yeah, it was based on the Unreal 1 engine, or not 1. Well, maybe it was 1. Anyway, it was actually a pretty good game, I thought. And Andrew was saying earlier that if you had read the book,
the game was really good, yeah. But it's like for people who've never read the books, a lot of people that bought it that never read any of the novels were like completely lost. And the game actually was like a sleeper hit. It didn't like go over real well, but it did make some money for the studio that made it.
Yep. Evil says he thinks an interesting one would be one based on the V TV series. Remember the miniseries?
Ooh, I love
V. Sure, they used to eat rats and stuff.
Yes, they did. And it had that guy that played Freddy Krueger in it. I'll never forget that for some reason. Yep. Whatever his name is.
Robert Englund.
Very nice, Andrew. Holy crap. Pull that one out of your butt. Amazing. Yeah. So, anyway, let's see. Oh, a couple others from people. G99 says that, let's see, something should be based on the Transformers, a Transformers mod. That'd be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
You could buy upgrades and stuff.
Yeah. You could buy parts.
Think of the gear you could have, and you could have more of an action-based combat system. It'd be sweet.
Yeah. That would be actually really good.
That game rocked.
That's better than Killing Zone. I'm going with Transformers.
So hold on. Did Transformers ever... Have they ever had a decent video game based on the Transformers?
They've had a couple halfway decent video games.
Hmm.
I think Beast Wars had a mildly not-so-decent...
We will not talk about Beast Wars.
I liked Beast Wars. A big gorilla guy, I liked that show.
That was Optimus Prime, wasn't it?
It was Optimus Prime, but yeah, they were just monkey versions of the same stuff, sort of.
You can tell you guys didn't actually watch that series, right?
Are you a fan, Obsidian? You like that show?
Oh, I used to like Beast Wars a lot. It was a lot of fun. And no, the gorilla was not Optimus Prime.
Okay, I thought he was. I could have sworn they called him.
His name was Digi Donkey Kong, I think was his name.
Optimus Kong or something. All right. He also
actually, the gorilla did carry Optimus Prime's spark.
Optimus Prime? I got it.
Okay, I got mixed up there.
That's all right. He also thinks there should be one about pirates versus ninjas versus clowns versus mimes in the ultimate showdown.
See, that one I would subscribe to from day one.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Which makes it different to all the other MMOs. How, Andrew?
I don't subscribe to all the MMOs. I usually beta test all of them, I only subscribe to certain ones.
That's right, and there's one main one that tickles our fancy currently. Isn't that right, Cowboy? Where is he? Brian, I'm waking him up.
That's right. Cowboy?
No. Well, because you're playing a cow.
No. Brian's nickname that I use is I call him Cowbell.
I call him Wailing Caverns Fall Cowbell. Down Guy.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, that never gets old, does it?
You know what, Brian? Speaking of that, Brian, Brian, I have a fever, and the only cure is more cowbell.
More cowbell, that's right.
All right, let's move on. What else? Oh, a couple other people. Diamond Barber says that Dune should be a good one. I don't know about that.
You know, actually, the of Dune would make a good MMO. But the problem is it would be very niche. Like I can't see the Star Trek one doing really well. Look how bad Star Wars has been pulled off.
Yeah. Well, if they pull it off right, it could be good. It's all about the gameplay. If the game sucks, then who cares what license it's based on? But if they do it right, I'd actually be pretty excited about starting out as a cadet in Star Trek and working my way up and, you know.
I just Wesley so I can blow him out of an airlock.
Get out of here, kid. Also, let's see, a couple of people have mentioned vampire-based ones. Pyrnak and a couple other guys mentioned that. What do you think about vampires? Kind of cool. No? Yay? Nay?
That'd be kind of cool, like an underworld kind of thing.
Yeah.
Actually, I think the vampire one would be good if they used White Wolf that does the vampire and werewolf pen and paper games.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I played that, but I've heard good things about it.
I think it would be cool, but I would definitely be very annoyed by all the angsty goth people.
Yeah.
Oh, this is true. Yeah.
I guarantee you, if they made a vampire werewolf MMO, 99% of the players would be escapees from LiveJournal and MySpace.
Wow.
Exactly. So I'm guessing my life.
They'll be rich.
My life sucks. I pay $14.99 a month so I can come and tell you that my life sucks. Let's go kill some monsters.
Well, this was one of my favorites. It came from somebody named Spear on the side. He says a really cool one that I think I'd enjoy playing would be Within the River World series, a novel by Philip Jose Farmer.
Yeah, that's it. Oh. Okay, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know that one. So basically it takes place on this planet where everybody that has ever lived on planet Earth ends up, and the only recollection that you would see from your life on Earth is that you died there. And let's see, since everyone in history ends up there anyway, you could have World War II Americans fighting early civilization Romans, et cetera, et cetera. It sounds interesting. I've never heard of that, though.
The books are really good. Sci-Fi Channel even made, like, I guess they were going to try to make it a miniseries, like an ongoing series, but it only did like three or four episodes and disappeared.
That was good.
Yeah, it was very good.
Because they think Mankato was better, so they pushed it?
No.
Well, what's weird is in the river world, it's not only people from Earth, it's people from anywhere.
People of Earth.
Aliens, when you die, this is the planet you go to.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, that's kind of intriguing.
Because there was like these like lizard people on the planet too.
So wait, are they stuck in the position that they're in? Meaning they can't evolve out of being World War II?
No.
Yeah, stuff about sex, don't you?
No, you totally remember who you are. Like in the TV version, he ended up bumping into like Tom Sawyer and all these other like famous authors and actors that died throughout the years.
Hmm.
Yeah, Tom Sawyer, the actor, huh?
No, not the actor.
Well, I think it sounds like everybody seems to be voting for sci-fi, futuristic kind of stuff.
That's because we don't have a good one.
Yeah, yeah, that's the reason, because there's almost nothing out there.
The only thing really out there for a sci-fi MMO that's a little bit of cyberpunk is Anarchy Online, and that's really it.
I tried Anarchy Online, and that's it was fun. Like, for example, fucking those hairs is fun.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with that. I played it for a little while, and I thought, nah. I mean, I love the world and the environment and kind of the atmosphere of it, but the gameplay was poop.
But they're supposed to be making a new one.
Anarchy people are?
Yeah, because
That's cool.
I might be lying here, and I'm known to do that. And
you're just making it up. We'll eat up 5 minutes of the show and make something up.
I think they're making a new one.
Pay attention to me.
Playing the actual one is free now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it is. That's true.
The regular one is free because they put ads into it.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure from what I know. I've seen some pictures. I think the new one is going to be called Not So Much Anarchy This Time.
Oh,
online.
Yeah. A little less anarchy online.
Ah, hi, Andrew.
Well, hello. He rears his head again. No, but I just think like a world of StarCraft is what I'm craving for. And I know Blizzard's not going to do that, but that would be so awesome.
I would be playing the Zerg. Forget the humans or the Protoss. I would be playing the Zerg.
I'd be full on Protoss. What, Brian?
I'd like to see a Tycoon type MMORPG.
So less one like character running around.
Roller coaster Tycoon or something. You can all like have a big, you know,
prison
big contest.
Tycoon.
Yeah, Prison Tycoon, even better.
Prison Chicks Tycoon. No, you know what, though, Brian? You're on to something, because I've been, for a long time, have thought, you know, these are popular games, these kind of city-building sort of god games,
and
whatever. It'd be awesome
and
to
it's
do
hard
that.
To attract, and it's hard to attract women to these kill games. That's basically what World of Warcraft is. You're going around, you're basically killing stuff, and it's not interesting to my wife, but she finds, you know, stuff like Roller Coaster Tycoon fun,
you know,
interesting, building things.
Yeah,
I don't know about you,
so
Brian,
basically
but usually...
basically one of the game for your wife, huh?
Usually, I don't have to kill stuff in WoW. I go around and I read and hug.
Yeah, I know. I know you do, Andrew.
Yeah, that's so sweet.
If you hug me in the game again, I'm going to smack you.
Nothing like
right in the nose.
An undead guy hugging and reading. My wife would get into it if you could make a massively online role-playing game out of Tetris somehow. Then she'd play.
Yeah.
I don't know how you do it, but she loves it.
I'm a level 57 green block.
I know that secretaries.
I'm a right end.
I know that secretaries all over the world will definitely get into a solitaire MMO.
Yeah, dude,
that'd be cool.
Heck yeah!
I heard a rumor that Microsoft was currently working on an Excel MMO.
An Excel MMO? That's awesome.
Yeah.
You can
work your levels up, and you're like, hey, Denise, how are you today? I'm pretty good. I'm a level 42 paperclip now.
Auto sum. Yeah, exactly. That'd be totally sweet. Object linked and embedded file. heal me, heal my flesh, heal my flesh. Oh, man. That's good times. All right. You know what we ought to get to now, because it's that time of the show. Crappy movie of the week. And I've got a winner today. Holy poopy. Check this out. Wrong
holy
mouse.
Holy poopy. Did you just say holy poopy?
Holy
poopy.
You said crappy.
Oh, before we jump to the movie, we got Sebastian, who does our awesome mashups and did one today as well, so make sure you listen for that at the end of the show. But he sent us a couple of things that I think are a riot. He said, "Hi, Scott, Brian, Andrea, and Obsidian, and the other guy." He's not here anymore. I'm sure, Amy, he'll hear this, so he'll know that you're thinking of him. I'm sure we all have wondered.
At heart.
He says, "I'm sure we've all wondered at one time what the ELR panel would look like if they were in the South Park world." He thinks it would look like this. Obsidian would be replaced with Kenny, since he is considerably less rich than the rest and always gets picked up. He gets picked on for being less endowed. I never noticed that in South Park.
Endowed
anyway.
By money, people. Endowed.
That's right.
Oh, by money.
Keep it clean, people.
Okay. Andrew would be replaced by Stan, since I believe that Andrew does vomit each time his girlfriend says hello to him. So make sure you tell April that.
She's turned on by it.
Yeah. Brian would have to become Kyle. Sorry, dude, you're getting circumcised on this one. Oh, because you're the Jewish kid. I get it. Eric Cartman would be Scott's place. We all know Scott's weird obsession with poo, and after the German video with Cartman's mom, I think even he would agree that it's clear. Mark,
Scott is big and fat.
Guess who he said Mark was going to play?
Oh.
Big gay Al.
There you go.
Oh, that's awesome. Man. Obsidian, you're the man.
I thought you would have been Mr. Poopy myself.
Yeah. Oh.
Anyway, and then he goes on another email, actually. This is kind of a funny suggestion. He's suggesting that we have our wives / girlfriends be on the cast one night with us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious, actually.
That would be a riot. So we're going to consider that. We don't know how we'll arrange it. I don't even know if we have the technology, but we'll figure something out.
Oh, we'd have to have...
Do we have the universal translator yet?
We just sit here and listen to them. I don't know what they'll do. The whole idea is...
They'll just talk about shoes and the newest rumor about Brad and Angelina Jolie.
Yeah.
And Wookiees.
And Wookiees. Oh, yeah, Wookiees. Hey, you guys, make sure you check out my new cooking show with my wife. It's good times. Enough of that. No more commercials. Okay, here comes a big crappy movie of the week, guys. This movie is called For Your Height Only.
For Your Height Only.
Now, hold on. This came
out.
You're not too far off. It's 1979. This is the plot. Mr. Giant has kidnapped the brilliant Dr. Van Kohler and is planning to use the doctor's invention, the N-bomb, to hold the world hostage. The only one that can foil Mr. Giant's evil scheme is Agent Double Zero, a 3-foot-tall Filipino martial arts master, expert marksman, top-class romancer, and all-around super spy.
It's a dwarf movie.
That's
I love
right.
dwarf movies. It's like Star Wars.
Yeah, this is even better because this is a full-on midget, a Filipino midget. Here is clip one.
Yeah, we all know Filipino midgets more.
He'll love you a long time.
Yeah, here's clip one from this film about the forces of good.
Scott doesn't get that.
Hold on, here it is. Listen, damn it. Here it goes.
Forces of good are our sworn enemy. And I repeat, they must be exterminated, and I mean lethally.
Okay, is there any other way?
I mean, yeah, I know. Well, like I said before, Scott, and wow, I read and hug people.
Yes, you do. Let's listen to this clip. This is a very funny one, I thought. Check this out.
Maybe you and I can trace his hideout. You're such a little guy, though. Very petite, like a potato.
Yeah, let's go.
He's very petite, like a potato. That's awesome. Oh,
that's got to blow your confidence when you're compared to a potato.
At the university where I teach, there's a bunch of girls that are pretty small. I'm gonna go up to them and go, like, you know what? You're so small. So petite. Like a potato. I'm going to see how he answers to that.
Now we deal with the forces of evil.
Little man has done it to us again. He's made a monkey out of the forces of evil.
And that's the worst kind of monkey, is the forces of evil monkey.
Dude, I've actually seen a video clip of this midget beating up like two guys. It's a freaking riot. absolutely, you have to go check this thing out. It's the funniest thing ever. I got one more because these were so good, I just couldn't pass it up.
How did that midget find out about our operation? That little wang could put us out of business.
You know, what kind of operation they got going where a little wang can put them out of business?
That's right, dude.
Well, you know, it happens. You know, wangs are dangerous things.
So go see that movie. Apparently, For Your Height Only, hold on, is available by whom? I'm sorry.
Oh, you get it free when you send in 6 box tops off of Fruit Loops.
Dang, I can't find it now. I think you can get it on Amazon on DVD, but that looks like one that's totally worth it when there is a midget martial arts guy who doesn't even really speak English beating the crap out of people, like wave after wave of bad guys. Oh, here
that's
it is.
Good time.
Jackie, yeah. Jackie Chan, right?
Wang Wang is his name. And
Wang Wang?
Yeah. And it's been rated, someone rated it saying he's better than the abysmal Pierce Brosnan's 007, so anyway. Directed by Eddie Nickhart, and Wang Wang is in it.
So it's written by Yui Boll.
Good times. Wang Wang's been in 5 movies.
I bet he has.
He died. Oh, he's the shortest. He says it's the shortest actor to play a leading role in a movie. However, Vern Troyer in Austin Powers is a bit shorter.
He's Danny DeVito.
He's shorter. Say, he didn't play a leading role.
Does that include
though.
Time Bandits?
Yeah, dude, I think so. I don't know. No, it's lead role. So, I mean, how many midget lead roles are there, seriously?
Time Bandits,
well,
the whole
cast.
Wizard.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but nobody was the lead, see? This guy's the actor. He's the guy. He's like, you know.
Oh, sorry.
And
we
plus,
we're going to argue the semantics.
Plus, you know he's the best because his name's Wang Wang.
Yeah, that's true.
The Wizard?
That television series, The Wizard?
Yeah.
I used to love The Wizard.
Yeah, but
that was a good series.
That's TV.
I used to love his shoe scuffing machine. Did you see that episode?
No.
You know,
that was awesome.
You know, Brian, you're scaring
me. It sounds rocking, though. Sounds rocking. Okay, we are at the time where we end this program. However, next week we already have a topic. Can you believe it? We're not planning it the day of. That's awesome for this show.
But wait a second. Now, we got to say it with a little bit more emotion. We have to say it like on the next Extra Life episode.
On the next Extra Life Radio. Spock and Kirk, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what I'm saying.
No. But,
so wait a minute. So tell us
there
the top. It was actually your idea, Obsidian, to do this topic. So you tell the folks what we're looking at.
Well, yeah.
I'll loan you, babe.
Okay, people, okay. We're going to talk about video game movies. We're going to talk about the movies that we've seen. We're going to talk about what we've seen that's good, what we've seen that's bad, what we would like to see, and above all, what we don't want to see.
Yeah, what we don't want to see made, right?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. So Street Fighter 2, yeah. Alone in the Dark, all that Yui Boll crap. Pong
I
was
see.
Great. Oh, Pong was awesome, dude. Jack Nicholson gave the performance of his career in Pong.
I want to see Yui Boll trapped under a gas truck.
Yeah, that would be a good movie, and he can direct it. And then some of his second-hand man can pick up after he's dead. That'd be awesome. But we'll talk about some stuff upcoming from him as well. But I think that's a great topic. So everybody out there who's interested in dealing with this idea and talking about video game movies and everything else that Obsidian said that I shouldn't repeat, make sure you let us know, because we'd love to include some of your audio and some of your thoughts via email, and you know, like we always do. I act like we're never doing this, but this is like, you know, like this is the first time we've done a show.
It is.
Yeah. Well, that's the end of the program then. So thanks,
well,
Andrew. Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Obsidian. What?
Thank you.
Each time is like the first. I love you guys.
It's the most awkward goodbye we've ever had. Honestly.
Yeah, it's like we don't know what, you know what, people?
You know what?
Let's just walk away.
And,
I think.
Oh, yeah, go ahead, bud.
No, I think we need to read and hug.
Well, here's my, you and your reading and hugging. Here's my way of ending the show. I just do this to this knob. Oh, I can't hear those guys anymore. They could be saying stuff right now, and I'd have no idea. Blah, 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 blah. I have no idea. They're probably cursing my name. Let's see.
You can shove that podcast up your ass.
That was great. Good time to turn that up. Put the kids to bed, folks. This has been Extra Life Radio. I have been Scott Johnson, and that has been the panel cast. Thanks to Brian, Andrew, and Obsidian, as always, for being on the program. Thanks to everybody for helping us out with today's show, especially Michael in Dubai. Thanks for letting us call you on your satellite phone. and giving us a little feedback on your life over there. I think it's totally awesome. You're a good friend of the show, and we totally appreciate you doing that. And thanks to everybody else who contributed. All your emails and all your audio stuff is great. If you want to be part of the program and participate with us, as always, send us an email, myextralife@gmail.com. You can also call us on the crap phone, 206-203-CRAP. We love it when we get calls on there, and you're pretty much guaranteed we're going to play it. Try to keep them relatively short, though, folks. These five-minute messages, I ain't playing those. But I'll play 30 seconds to 45 seconds, typically. So try to keep them short, and you can always send us audio comments and stuff through the email as well. Check out myextralife.com. Go to studiom80.com. Make sure you check out Obsidian's site, which is commissioncomic.com. Andrew has no site to visit. And if you can't get enough of my crappy voice, you can also check out our two other podcasts. The Instance, which is our World of Warcraft podcast every Thursday. You can find that at theinstance.net. And you can check out Geek Food, a cooking show with my wife, all about eating geek. That can be found on the weekends, and the site for that is geekfood.wordpress.com. I think that's everything. Everybody have a great, great week. We'll see you guys next week. Make sure you let us know what you want to talk about with this whole video game thing and movies and whatnot. And we'll see you next time.
In the middle of the earth, in the middle of the earth, in the middle of the ring with the Legolas and the Gimli and the thingy and the mini and the mini and the mini. Can't touch Legolas, leave me. Do 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 do. Yo 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 yo. Gimli and Legly in the treaty. His house and the Miss house with the bling bling ring and the ting ting ming sing. The Gimli is a dwarf who can't beat the wolf. Oh.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Extra Life Radio. This is Scott Johnson, your host, and this is show number 72. He just goes, My name is Earl.
On the hill one day, he had the thing and the deal and the stuff, whatever.
Oh. And then we'd be thinking. He'd be thinking of a good one, right? A good snappy something. Yeah.
And he'd then be cooking it up.
Yeah, and then he'd finally go, that's what you get when you go down to the Lowe's to pick up lumber. Or something like that. I hate that term.
Who are you?
I'm the devil.
Apparently the devil is in this show.
Yeah, I think he's in prison, actually.
Who else do you need but me and Brian? I've told everyone before, it's bamboo and cat hair. That's all I've got down there.
Don't hate us.
Don't hate us. Love us for who we are.
The whole world's going to be run by a pile of lint.
All right, you bonehead with your bad internet. I need a pee guard bad. Everyone's bugging me about this pee. Tell us about your fridge.
Well, there's not much to tell, being that I don't have one.
And don't say off the dead body of a soldier or something weird like that.
How the crap did we take up so much time?
We just yak on a lot. Stick a pen in my ear and just end my pain.